3E Speaking Skills Exercise 2B, page 35.
Now, I'd like you to talk about something together for about 2 minutes. You're going to discuss the conditions of certain work environments. First, you have some time to look at the task. Now, talk to each other about what people might need to consider when working in these places. Okay?
Okay, thanks. Shall we start by talking about working at home?
I think that people need to consider organizing their time properly when working at home. People have flexible hours and can work when it's convenient for them.
Yes, but it can be quite hard for people to keep their work and home life separate. The work area must be conducive to working productively and must be without the intrusion of domestic responsibilities, sounds, and disturbances.
I see what you mean. That's why a person needs to be very disciplined to work successfully from home, because it's so easy to be distracted.
Okay, let's move on to working at a construction site.
All right. Well, I imagine workers have to start quite early, and the job includes lots of physical labour, which could be very tiring. My granddad was a construction worker and he worked very hard.
Yes, I see what you mean. And don't forget that they have to work outdoors much of the time in all kinds of weather. I imagine they have to wear safety gear such as hard hats and safety glasses and be exposed to hazardous equipment.
Yes, that's right. Also, people working on construction sites have to be very exact in performing their work, otherwise errors can harm employees or customers.
I agree. Shall we move on to working in a hospital?
Yes. In my opinion, people working there have to deal with life and death situations on a daily basis.
Well, for me, working in a hospital can be extremely tiring, as physicians and staff have to work irregular hours and do shift work. It can also be stressful, as patients come and go, and every day there are new situations to deal with.
Yes. But that's also what makes it a very satisfying place to work, as hospital staff help patients recover and can make a real difference in their lives.
That's true. So what about a laboratory? I imagine that workers may be required to be on their feet for long periods of time, collecting samples and running tests.
I agree. I would also like to add that workers probably have to wear protective clothing, such as masks, gloves and goggles for their safety as they frequently handle harmful chemicals or materials that can produce fumes.
Yes, it's not an easy occupation at all. Workers need to be diligent performing laboratory tests in order to produce reliable and precise data to support scientific investigations.
Good point. What about working in a bank?
Okay, my feeling is that workers have to maintain a smart appearance and interact constantly with customers or co-workers. Sometimes, they even have to deal with unpleasant or angry customers.
Yes, and also they have to handle and count large sums of money on a daily basis, and they have to be very exact in their calculations. Any errors could cost the bank or customers money.
Yes, that's exactly what I think.
Thank you.